Right now, we're going to jump to David Britton. Morning, David.
Good morning, Hamish. Good morning, Stan.
Yeah, how are we, David?
Good.
David, how do you identify Bora?
Okay, well, we're sort of talking about the common borer, which is often known as furniture beetle or in the UK woodworm. And what you'll typically see are holes in timber, whether it's timber in the house or wooden furniture, holes about 1 to 2 millimetres in diameter. It looks like someone's thrown a dart at the wood. And those are the exit holes. That's where the borer beetle has exited from the wood. And the beetle will fly off mate, and then the females look for some bare wood to lay her eggs on, and she'll lay about 100 eggs in her lifetime. So you can quickly get quite a lot of damaged timber if the timber is suitable for the borer to feed on. It's the larva of the woodworm beetle that does the damage. It chews its way through the wood inside for 2, 3, sometimes 4 years before emerging again as that beetle. So what you're looking for are holes in the wood.
And so what indication, you know, like sometimes you'll see, like if you open up an old cabinet and you'll see a lot of very, very fine dust on underneath the cabinet where, you know, it looks like something, all that dust has come out of the holes. Is that just the spoil or whatever from when
the tailings?
The tailings of the
borer. Yeah, it is. It's known as frass. So it's like, if you were to feel it, it's like sand. And it is the leftover wood from where the borer has eaten it. So that tends to be in the holes or in the labyrinths that the borer beetles have caused. And sometimes with some vibrations, that the frass will fall out. So you'll very often find a little pile of this dust below those flight holes. So if you're under floorboards, for example, and there are a lot of cobwebs, you very often find the dust hanging in the cobwebs.
You're right, you do. Yeah, yeah, I've seen it. Is borer typically, when we talk in the sense of the home, or maybe in a, I don't know, in a barn or an older timber shed, something like that, is it normally older homes that you see it, or can you still get borer in more of a modern property?
It's mostly older homes, of which there are plenty in New Zealand, of course.
Yes.
Because those timbers wouldn't have been treated.
Right.
And obviously as the wood gets older, it's more likely to have had borer damage. Newer homes, the timber will have been treated and not likely to get borer damage in those, but you will maybe get borer damage in decorative timbers or in furniture in new homes.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? You can have a new home, you can buy an old piece of furniture and bring it in, and then you're going to have the borer issue. And you really don't want your furniture getting eaten, particularly if it's more of an antique piece of some description.
Indeed.
So, we're saying on that, if we have an older house and more than likely there's borer in it, you know, like most old villas, for example, or bungalows will have borer in it. If you bring a beautiful old piece of antique furniture into their house, how do we protect it then so it doesn't get eaten by borer?
Well, the best thing to do is to treat the timber. So KiwiCare, we make a product called No Borer Wood Protection. It's a fluid that you can paint onto any timbers or inject into the holes, and that will protect the wood that you've treated for many years, maybe even 10 years in dark places like subfloors or roof voids. So that's the best thing to do if you can do it. Then there are there are almost always timbers in a house that you can't actually treat directly. In those cases, then you can use what's frequently called a borer bomb, a fumigator, in the house to kill the beetles during the flight season, which is when the beetles are coming out of the wood. And that's between October, maybe as far as March. So in that period, if you fumigate, you will kill the beetles and you will reduce the reinfestation. And over several years, you can get rid of most of the borer within the property.
So if you're renovating a house, would you recommend, if you've got a very old house and there is borer in it, would you recommend that when you're ripping all the lining off, that it'd be something that people should look into doing, getting their house fumigated?
Well, fumigated, or if you're doing that sort of work and you're taking the linings off and you have access to, say, the inside surfaces of weatherboards, etc., so you've got bare wood. If you can apply the borer fluid to that, then you will give it the protection that it needs. So anytime you get access to wood like that, it's the best time to treat.
Yeah. Is there a difference between borer and termites, or is it basically just the same thing, or are they different?
No, they're quite different, really. We don't have too many termite problems in New Zealand, thankfully. But that does happen occasionally. The difference between them really is that termites are a colonial insect, so you'll get large numbers of termites in a colony that live within the timber, eating it. And very often you don't even know you've got a termite problem until the timber fails. So because there will be a lot of termites, they can do a lot more damage a lot more quickly than woodworm or borer beetles. So borer do it sort of individually.
So with borer then, I mean, what's ultimately going to happen if you leave it untreated? Obviously, it's going to, does it just keep going until it dissolves the whole piece of timber?
Yeah, they'll eat through the inside. It's generally sort of timbers like floorboards or weatherboards that will be eaten enough to fail, if you like. I actually have a scar on my leg where I sort of walked down the stairs once and put my foot on the floor, bottom of the stairs, and went straight through.
Right.
because the borer had eaten through the floorboard. Generally, structural timbers, however, in New Zealand are made of the harder heartwood timbers.
Yeah.
And the borer that we're talking about, they generally only eat the softer sapwood that tends to be used more on timbers like weatherboards or floorboards.
So if you had like an older home and you were trying to get underneath the house as such and you couldn't get in all the way, can you use like a fumigator or a bomb sort of thing to go? Is that what you use?
Yes. So where you can't actually access the timber directly to paint or spray on the fluid, then you are reduced to the option of using the fumigator. And that's where they are very often used, as a subfloor. Particularly in where houses are close to the ground and it would be difficult to get in there to treat, then using a fumigator under the floor is a good way this time of the year, knocking off the beetles. The trick is to just seal off the vents around the exterior of the subfloor, maybe tape some cardboard over them just to hold the vapor fumigant in the space for as long as possible. And it's a convenient and easy way to do it. And if you do that every year for several years, you will greatly reduce the infestation in those floor timbers.
So if we are going to let off a borer bomb like this underneath the house or wherever it may be in the house, is there, you know, dangers that we should be aware of, or should we be evacuating the house, or if there's pregnant woman in the house, or, you know, anything like that we need to be aware of when we let a bomb off?
Okay. Yeah, used as directed, they're perfectly safe. They're not like the old smoke bombs that used to be used many years ago. They produce a vapor. It's an insecticide in a vapor form. And yes, I would recommend, even if you're only doing a subfloor or roof space, I would recommend vacating the house for the period of the fumigation, usually a minimum of 3 hours. Go and do the shopping.
Remove pets and birds and stuff.
Yeah, particularly fish. Fish are particularly susceptible to insecticides. But everybody out of the house for 3 hours, then come back in, just open up the vents, open up the doors, windows, let it ventilate for half an hour, and then it's perfectly safe to reoccupy.
So- Is it best to let off a borer bomb or try and attack them during the flight season when they are active, or is it any time of the year?
No, well, if you're talking about fumigation, it needs to be in the flight season, which is, as I said, between October and March. So ideally, you'd do it twice in that period for the best results. Generally, sort of November and maybe towards the end of January would be the ideal times.
We're talking to David Britton, Technical Support Manager from KiwiCare. We're talking about how do you stop borer eating your home and your wooden furniture.